怀昆塔之
作为
音
同
因
性
人
恋。
于邻。EMR, I need to say the first part. 怀昆塔之音服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2020年10月2日，星期五。我们今天非常荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的凯特·陈哲马尔，去为我们继续讲述今天的圣殿博加放歌的早课。敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。Mara, the verse is chapter 12, verse number 6.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabeha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabeha Gopi Jana Bala Giri Barada Gopi Jana Bala Giri Barada Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanasya Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabeha Madhava Gopi Jana Balava Giribarada Gopi Jana Balava Giribarada Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Yamunati Anatya Yamunati Anatya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 So Bhagavad Gita chapter 12 verse 6 and 7
我们今天阅读的是《博加放歌》的第十二章的第六和第七世界，因为两个世界是连在一起的。
Yetu sarvani karmani mai sanyasya mat paraha ananyena aiva yogena mam dayanta upasate tesham aham samudarta mitchu samsara sagarat.Bhavami na chirat partha maya veshita chetasam. Yetu sarvani karmani mai sanyasa matpara ananyenaiva yogena mam jayanta upasate teshamaham samudarta mrityu samsara sagarat bhavami na chirat partha.Maya Veshita Chetasam. Once more. Yetu Sarvani Karmani Mai Sanyasi Mat Paraha Ananyenaiva Yogena Mam Jayanta Upasate Teshamaham Samudarta Mitchu Samsara Sagarat Bhavami Na Chirat Partha Maya Veshita Chetasam.Someone else want to read it?
Yetu Sarvani Karmani Mayi Sanyasya Mapparaha Ananye Naiva Yogena Mamdiyayanta Upashate Desham Maham Samudarta Mityu Samsara Sagarat Bhavamina Chirat Partha Mya Vishita Chetasam.
Okay, word for word, yay.
特别是 耶,
those
的人,
those who 的人, but
who 但是
Sarvani
Sarvani
okay.
所有的
Karmani activities
Karmani 活动
Mayi unto me.
Mayi 向我.
Sanyasya.
Sanyasya.
Giving up.
放弃.
Matparaha.
Matparaha.
Being attached to me.
依恋我.
Ananyena, without division.
Ananyena, 一心一意的.
Eva, certainly.
Eva, 肯定.
Yogena.
Yogena.
By practice. By practice.
通过练, 通过练习.
Of such bhakti yoga.
通过练习这样的奉爱瑜伽.
Mom.
Mom.
Upon me.
向我.
Upon me.
向我.
Jayanta.
Jayanta.
Meditating.
向冥想.
Upasate.
Upasate.
Worship.
崇拜.
Desham, of them.
Desham, 他们的.
Aham.
Aham.
I. I.
我.
Meet you.
Meet you.
Meet you. Of death.
死亡的.
Samsara. In material existence.
Samsara, 在物质存在中.
Sagarat, from the ocean.
Sagarat, 从海洋.
Bhavami, I become.
Bhavami, 我变得.
Na, not.
Na, 不.
Chirat. After a long time.
Chirat, 很久以后.
Partha.
Partha.
The son of Pritha.
Oh, Pritha的儿子啊.
Mayi.
Mayi.
Unto me.
向我.
Unto me.
向我.
Avishita.
Avishita. 专注.
Chetasam.
Chetasam.
Chetasam of those whose minds.
心念什么什么的人.
Translation. But those who worship me, giving up all their activities unto me, and being devoted to me without deviation, engage in devotional service, and always meditating upon me, having fixed their minds upon me, for them I am the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth.
译文，但是 Pritha 的儿子呀，谁崇拜我，把一切活动都献给我，对我忠心耿耿，为我做奉爱服务，一直冥想我，全神贯注于我，我就把谁从生死的海洋中迅速地救出来。
me. One, two, three, four, five. Five times Krishna says me and one time I. But my body say he doesn't mean him.
Krishna在这里边根本就不指的是他，所以呢，Mayavadi的这种想法是非常的疯狂的。
Purport, Yatsu, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami is explicitly stated here that the devotees are very fortunate to be delivered very soon from material existence by the Lord. In pure devotional service, one comes to realization that God is great and that the individual soul is subordinate to Him. His duty is to render service to the Lord, and if he does not, he will render service to Maya.
Yao Zhi, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada 提供。 这里明确地说明，奉献者非常的幸运，至尊主会很快地把他们从物质存在中解救出来。人通过做纯粹的奉爱服务，可以悟到神的伟大，个体灵魂从属于他。可是悟到自己的职责是为至尊主做服务，如果不为至尊主服务，那就会为错觉玛雅服务。
So we have free will. And this is the main free will that we can choose. We can serve Krishna or we can serve Maya.
所以我们最主要的自由意志呢，就是我们可以选择我们到底是服务 Krishna 呢，还是服务 Maya。
If we choose to serve Maya, then we think we have all freedom, but really we're being controlled by the modes of nature.
当我们选择服务玛雅的时候，我们觉得自己有了自由，但其实我们完全是被物质自然的本性所控制着。So,
of course, we have some choice. We have some choice about what kind of modes of nature we attracted to, but then once we just caught up, then we just trapped.
Sorry, Marja, I didn't hear the last part. We just what?
That once we get into the mode of nature, then we're forced to act helplessly, that Krishna says.
Oh, okay. 就是我们是有一些选择的，那么当我们放弃了对这个物质自然的这种服务的时候呢，我们其实就变得没有办法去控制的去为 Krishna 去做服务了。Okay,
next paragraph. As stated before, the Supreme Lord can be appreciated only by devotional service. Therefore, one should be fully devoted. One should fix his mind fully on Krishna in order to achieve him. One should work only for Krishna. It doesn't matter what kind of work one does, but that work should be done only for Krishna. That is the standard of devotional service. The devotee does not desire any achievement other than pleasing the Supreme Personality of God. His life's mission is to please Krishna, and he can sacrifice everything for Krishna's satisfaction, just as Arjuna did in the Battle of Kurukshetra.
正如前面已经说明了，只有做奉爱服务，才能够意识到至尊主，因此应该彻底的奉献。要想获得 Krishna， 就必须要全神贯注于他，应该只为 Krishna 工作。做什么工作并不重要，关键是应该只为 Krishna 而工作，这是奉爱服务的标准。奉献者除了取悦至尊人格首身以外，不想有任何其他的成就，他的生命就是取悦 Krishna。 而为了使 Krishna 满意，他可以牺牲一切，就像 Arjuna 在 Kurukshetra 大战中所做的一样。
The process is very simple. One can devote himself in his occupation and engage at the same time in chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. Such transcendental chanting attracts the devotee to the personality of Godhead.
程序很简单, 一个人可以既做他的工作, 又同时吟诵, 吟唱, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. 这超然的吟诵或吟唱, 把奉献者引向人格所身。
Supreme Lord herein promises that without delay, he will deliver a pure devotee thus engaged from the ocean of material existence. Those who are advanced in yoga practice can willfully transfer the soul to whatever planet they like by the yoga process, and others take the opportunity in various ways. But as far as devotee is concerned, it's clearly stated here that the Lord himself takes him. The devotee does not need to wait to become very experienced in order to transfer himself to the spiritual sky.
世尊主在这里保证说，他会很快把这样做的奉献者从物质存在中拯救出来。那些练瑜伽有了高深造诣的人，能够通过瑜伽程序把灵魂随意地转到他们所喜欢的星球去，其他人则以不同的方法争取这个机会。但就是奉献者而言，这里清楚地说明。
至尊主会亲自带他去。奉献者不需要等到很有经验后，再把自己转到灵性天空中去。In the Vrahapana, it says, "Nayami paramam stanam archir adir gatim bina garuda skandam aropya yatecham." The purport of this verse is that a devotee does not need to practice Ashtanga Yoga in order to transfer his soul to the spiritual planet. The responsibility is taken by the Supreme Lord himself. He clearly states here that he himself becomes a deliverer. A child is completely cared for by his parents, and thus his position is secure. Similarly, a devotee does not need to endeavor to transfer himself by yoga practice to other planets. Rather, the Supreme Lord, by his great mercy, comes at once, riding on his bird carrier Garuda, and at once delivers the devotee from material existence.
在瓦拉哈往事书中有这样的一节诗，这节诗的要点是，奉献者不需要为把自己的灵魂转到灵性的星球而练就阿桑格瑜伽，发布瑜伽。 至尊主亲自承担这个责任，他在这里明确地声明他是拯救者，孩子完全由父母照管时才是安全的。同样，奉献者不需要通过努力练瑜伽来把自己转到其他的星球去。相反，至尊主出于他巨大的仁慈，会骑着他的坐骑大鸟 Garuda 飞驰而来，把奉献者立刻救出物质存在。
Although a man who has fallen in the ocean may struggle very hard and may be very expert in swimming, he cannot save himself. But if someone comes and picks him up from the water, then he is easily rescued. Similarly, the Lord picks up the devotee from his material existence. One simply has to practice the easy process of Krishna consciousness and fully engage himself in devotional service. Any intelligent man should always prefer the process of devotional service to other paths. In the Narayaniya, it is confirmed as follows.
掉进大海里的人也许会拼命地挣扎，也许会游泳，但却救不了自己。然而，如果有人要把落水之人从水里捞起来，那就使他很容易地得救了。同样，至尊主把奉献者从这个物质存在中捞起来。 人只是需要按照 Krishna 直觉的简单程序去练习，完全投入的做奉爱服务就行了。与其他的方法相比，明智的人应该更喜欢奉爱服务的程序。在Narayaniya中这样确认说。
Narayaniya, it is said, Ye Vai Sadhana Sampate Purushartha Chatustaye Taya Vina Tadapnoti Naro Narayana Ashraya. The purport of this, that one should not engage in different processes of fruitive activity or cultivate knowledge by the mental speculative process. One who is devoted to the Supreme Personality can attain all the benefits derived from other yoga processes, speculation, ritual, sacrifice, charities, etc. That is a specific benediction of devotional service.
这节书的要旨是不该从事不同种类的功利性活动，也不该通过心智思辨的方法培养知识。对至尊主中心耿耿的人，能够得获，通过练其他种类的瑜伽和从事思辨、仪式、祭祀、施舍等活动所得到的一切好处，这是奉爱服务的特殊利益。
Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. The devotee of the Lord can approach the supreme destination easily and happily, but this destination cannot be approached by other processes of religion.
只通过吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. 至尊主的奉献者就能够轻易而又快乐地接近至高无上的目的地，但任何其他的宗教程序都不能够使人接近这个目的地。Conclusion
of Bhagavad Gita is stated in 18th chapter, Sarva Dharma Parichaya, Mame Kam Sharanam Vraja, Aham Tvam Sarva Papevyo. One should give up all the processes of self-realization and simply execute devotional service in Krishna consciousness. That will enable one to reach the highest perfection of life. There is no need for one to consider the sinful actions of his past life because the Supreme Lord fully takes charge of him. Therefore, one should not futilely try to deliver oneself in spiritual realization. Let everyone take shelter of the supreme, omnipotent Godhead Krishna. That is the perfection of life.
国家梵歌第18章中说明了他本身的结论 Sarva Dharma Pratyaja Mame Kam Sarnam Vraja Aham Tvam Sarva Papevyo Moksha Ishamma Sutraha. 应该放弃所有其他觉悟自我的方法，只怀着 Krishna 知觉做奉爱服务，那将使人达到人生最高的完美境界。 无需考虑一个人前生的罪恶行为，因为至尊主完全的对他负责。因此，在灵性觉悟中，不该愚蠢的尝试自己救自己。每个人都脱离于至尊主全能的守神 Krishna， 才是人生最高的完美境界。Om
Gana Timirandasya Gananjana Shabakina。 Chaksu Unmilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutam Kadamayam Dadati Swaparam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam, Shri Gurun Vaishnavamstha, Shri Rupam Sajajatam, Sahagana Raghunathanditam, Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam, Savadutam, Parijana Sahita. Krishna Chaitanya. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Iti Namaste. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desa Tarini Pancha Kalpa Dirubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gora Twishe Namo He Krishna, Runa Sindhu, Dina Bandhu, Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika, Kanta Radha, Kanta, Namostate, Tapta Kanchana Gorange, Radhe, Vrindavanishwari, Sute Devi, Pranamami, Okay, so we find in the eighth chapter, Krishna is giving a similar instruction to Arjuna.
我们在《佛家颂歌》的第八章里面呢，我们也发现了 Krishna 给了 Arjuna 类似的训示.
Krishna describes all the different times, you know, for leaving your body. For the yogi, they have to not only all this meditation, but then they have to, if certain times and the certain times of the day and times of the month or times of the year, to go different places.
Sri Krishna 在描述着这些瑜伽师们，他们不仅仅是要练习冥想，而且呢，在这一年中、一个月中以及一天中的不同的时间离开躯体时。
But then he tells the same as it said here that you don't have to worry, you're a devotee, you don't have to worry about that. If you're giving your life to Krishna, then he'll just take you back to his planet, not some other planet.
那么在这里呢, Krishna 对尔中呢说，因为你是一个奉献者。 所以你不用担心你到底去到哪里，因为你只要把你的生命献给 Krishna，那么当你在生命结束之时呢 ，Krishna 就会把你给带到他所居住的那个星宿。These
yogis, not only they have to do so much tapasya and you know all this, but then they may be just trying to go to a heavenly planet. They may get distracted. They're not fixed on Krishna. They don't really know about the Goloka.
Devotees
are very fortunate.
这些瑜伽师呢，他们不仅仅是要从事各种各样的苦行，而他最终的目的地呢，他可能就是想去到 Svarga Loka， 去到天堂星宿。的原因是因为他根本就不知道有 Krishna 这回事儿，他不知道他要把他的这个生命奉献给 Krishna， 所以奉献者是非常的幸运的。
So it's a very crude example, but sometimes there's a train that's a non-stop. It goes very far, but it doesn't stop.
那么有的时候呢，这可能是一个挺残忍的这么一个例子，但是的确是这样的事情的，就是比如说这个火车，它是一个特快列车，它会走得很跑得很快，但是呢，它不会停下来，它一直在跑。
Are some flights, you know, they're direct. If you get a really cheap flight, sometimes you have to stop so many places on the way before you get to where you're going.
或者呢，还有一些这个飞机也是直飞的飞机，但是如果我们要是买了一张特别便宜的机票的话呢，可能我们在去到我们的目的地的这个路程之间呢，就得停好几站，停了好久，然后才会折腾到最后的目的地。
So it's something like that for these yogis. They may get distracted. They may be trying to go to Vaikuntha, but they're not really fixed in devotional service. And they have to pass past all the heavenly planets. Sometimes they can see, oh, that looks nice. And they stop.
那么这个瑜伽师的这个情况就是这样的，有的时候呢，他们可能想去的是瓦昆特，但是呢，他并不知道他的这个生命的目标呢是要为 Krishna 做服务，而且呢，他还会分神儿。比如说呢，他在去到瓦昆特这条路上呢，他还会先经过 Swarga Loka。那么当他在 Swarga Loka 的时候，觉得嗯，这地方真不错，所以呢，就在这儿停下来了。
So devotional service is very simple, but it's not so easy because we had to give up the false ego and, you know, give up bad association and sinful activities.
所以呢，奉爱服务其实很简单，但是并不容易。原因呢，就是由于我们可能会由于我们的假我呀，或者是我们不好的联谊呀，或者是我们一些罪恶的活动啊，而让我们放弃这份爱服务。
Okay, so Bhurijan Prabhu in his book, Surrender to Me, makes some comment. Usually they're very helpful. A devotee may experience difficulties.
Bhurijan Prabhu 呢在他的这个不加放歌的著书中，就是向我臣服这本书里面对这件事有这样的一个注解，我觉得很有帮助。他说呢，奉献者也许可能会遇到一些困难。
And we'll sure, for sure, experience difficulties.
而且呢，我们也肯定。而且呢，我们也是非常非常的肯定的是会遇到困难的，根本就不可能逾越这些困难，躲开这些困难。
But we have faith, as Krishna promises, to deliver if we just keep trying.
但是呢，我们非常的坚信 Krishna 他会解救我们，所以我们只是不断的努力就好了。
So we just have to develop devotion and eagerness to serve Krishna.
所以我们唯一需要去培养出来的就是我们的奉爱之情，我们想要去服务 Krishna 的热切的心情。
Then Krishna takes full responsibility to get us out from this.
然后 Krishna 他就会为我们就是把我们解救出去这件事负全责。
The devotee, they just want service. So like Lord Chaitanya said, Janmani, Ishvare, all I want is devotional service, even if it means I have to take another birth.
所以作为奉献者来讲呢，他想要的只是做奉爱服务。那么就像 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所说的那样，我唯一想要的就是做奉爱服务，哪怕我还得再投生一次。
Doesn't mean we should want to take another birth.But if for some reason we have to, we pray, let me at least be a devotee. Let me be in the association.
并不意味着说我们想要再投生一次，但是出于某种原因我们不得不再投生一次的话，即使至少我们的祈祷是请让我投生为一位奉献者，让我能够得到和奉献者的联谊。
So,Sometimes being in the association of devotees, as we hear in many questions, can be very frustrating.
但是呢，就比如说我们总是被提问到的这些问题中，也是经常会提到的。有时候大家就会觉得和奉献者联谊中呢，有时候就会觉得很沮丧。
Just like being in any kind of association can be frustrating. Nothing goes perfectly the way we want all the time.
但是呢，我们在任何一种联谊的这个状态之下，其实都是会遇到沮丧的这种情绪的，因为没有任何一件事情它是永远是在完美的按照我们想象的那种方式下进行的。
But like Prabhupada said, one devotee was talking about leaving the association of devotees.
那就像舍尔帕帕他所提到的，有位奉献者呢，他在想着要躲开和奉献者的联谊了。
And Prabhupada said, "You're going to suffer no matter where you are, so better to suffer with the devotees than non-devotees."
舍尔帕帕说呢，其实你无论到哪儿，你都会非常的痛苦，所以呢，你最好呢，还是在和奉献者的联谊中去受这种苦。
Because actually all our suffering is due to the disturbed mind.
因为其实我们所有的苦呢全部来自于我们被打扰的心意。
If our mind is not peaceful, our mind is disturbed, then everything will make us disturbed.
如果我们的这个内心要是不平静不平和的话，那么其实我们会被任何事情搞得焦头烂额。
So by being with devotees, at least our mind will get purified if we just stay because we hear kirtan and hear Krishna katha and we get prasanna.
但是当我们和奉献者联谊的时候呢，至少我们应该知道这种状态会让我们得到净化，因为毕竟我们在通过和奉献者联谊的时候呢，我们会听到 kirtan， 然后呢我们会听到 Krishna katha， 而且呢我们还会荣耀 prasanna。
So Lord Chaitanya prayed like that. I just want devotional service, no matter if I'm fallen or if Krishna wants me to come back. Sometimes we have to come back because we are offensive, we didn't practice properly. And a very rare soul, Krishna sends him back to preach. But those souls don't suffer in the material.
No. 所以就查丹尼玛巴姆呢，他这样祈祷，就我只想要的是奉爱服务，哪怕是在下一世我还得再回来。那么有的时候呢，我们其实是必须要强，那有的时候呢，我们是不得不回来的。原因呢，是由于我们可能是没有让自己修成完美，然后呢还是做了一些不好的事情，所以说呢，我们就不得不再回来继续的得到净化。那至少在这样的状态下，我们希望能够这个成为奉献者，在奉献者家庭投生。那另外还有一种情况呢，是 Krishna 他会把这样的已经解脱的这个灵魂再派回来再做事情。那么这样的这种灵魂呢，他们是不会受苦的，和没有解脱的灵魂受的苦是不一样的。
So we have that, if we have that intense desire, that attracts Krishna's mercy. We need the mercy of the Lord.
所以呢，我们如果是有这种非常炽烈的愿望要服务 Krishna 的话，那么我就会得到 Krishna 的仁慈，而这个仁慈是必要的，而且我们是通过这样的方式去得到仁慈的。
So the next five verses describe the different stages of bhakti, different ways to do bhakti.
那么在下面这五十节里面呢，就描述的是Bhakti 的不同的阶段，以及做 Bhakti 就是去从事 Bhakti 活动的不同方法。
And these are very important verses because they start from the highest level and they show, but if you can't do that, you can do something else. If you can't do that, you can't do that. So everybody can find their place and keep trying to, you know, develop and make advancement.
那这一些师节呢是非常重要的，因为它是一个从高往下的给我们的一个建议一个建议。那它最高的说你可以这么做，但如果你要是做不了这个呢，你就可以再往下有这么一个方法，然后再往下有这么一个方法。所以呢，就是每一个人其实在这条路上都能够找到自己为 Krishna 做服务的一个点的，都能够找到自己的位置。
Everyone is, you know, working just like in the school, maybe.And the school may have, you know, different grades.
比如说在学校里面有不同的年级。
So if the ones in the senior grade are laughing at the ones in the junior grade, but they were in the junior grade themselves not very long before.
在学校里面的这个高年级的同学呢，他可能就会笑话低年级的同学，但实际上他没有想到他也是从低年级过来的。
Whoever, someone's very expert at whatever they're doing, some kind of work or music or art, but they weren't always expert. They had to practice. Everyone started out the same.
那比如说，如果有人呢，他对于他的工作呀，或者对他的专业呀，是非常的擅长。比如说，有的人他这个很会精通音乐，或者是精通艺术。 但是无论他精通于什么，他都并不是说是从一开始就非常精通的，所有的人都是开始的时候都是一样的，但是呢是需要经过不断的习练才会达到那个精通的状态。
So we need to practice chanting the holy name and serving devotees in a humble state of mind.
所以说呢，我们应该学习着如何。那么这个呢，所以我们必须要学着怎么去念诵、唱诵圣名，而且呢，我们也要非常的有意识的让自己以这个非常谦卑的心境去学习着如何服务奉献者。
In a humble state of mind, we can tolerate, you know.Whatever things are going on around us and what kind of people are around us.
如果我们要是保持着一种非常谦卑的心境的话，那么我们就能够容忍在我们周遭所发生的任何事情，以及在我们周遭所出现的任何人。
All right. So again, it's very clear, you know, Krishna is saying. First, he said it's very difficult for the.People that are not serving Krishna and are just trying to meditate on something that they don't know what it is and they have nothing to do. It's very, very difficult. But for a devotee, if you just focus on devotional service, Krishna comes and takes us back to God.
那么这个 Krishna 他讲得很清楚，他说呢当一个人他不知道有要服务 Krishna 而只是要去进行一些冥想，而他冥想的内容根本就不知道自己要冥想什么的时候，这会儿他其实要达到他的目的是很难的。但是呢，作为一个 Krishna 的奉献者，那么他如果要是始终都在为 Krishna 做服务的话，那么 Krishna 最后就是会亲自的把他给带走，带回到 Krishna 身边。
There's a nice picture in the Bhagavad GitaThis verse.
在《佛家梵歌》里面呢，关于这个世界有一个很好的图片。
Where it's saying that, you know, Krishna says, "I'm the swift deliverer of, you know, rescuing you from the ocean of material suffering."
Sorry, Marge. You are saying about there was a nice picture, right? Or nice verse.
There's a very nice picture in the Bhagavad Gita. This verse says, I'm the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death.
那么就是这张图片展现的是因为佛家那个 Krishna 他说我是把你给带离着痛苦的生死之物质存在的迅速的拯救者。
So you can't see, but there's this picture of Vishnu coming on Garuda and the devotee is in the ocean with big, big waves and holding up his hands. Krishna is reaching down to pull him out from the ocean of birth and death.
Yeah, actually, Marge, we do have the picture in the illustrator of the book in Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah.
就是 yeah, 其实这张图片呢就是在咱们的这个佛家梵歌的插页的这个图上。那么这张图展现的内容呢，就是主 Vishnu 他坐着他的大鸟坐骑 Garuda， 然后从天空中飞至海洋。那么在这海洋里面呢，现在是波涛汹涌，里面有一个人，然后手向上伸着，然后呢主 Vishnu 就把他给拉起来了，是这样一张图片。
In our case, maybe Lord Chaitanya comes. Depends on how we're worshiping.Krishna comes himself. Prabhupada said, if we build Mayapur Bhakti, we know Thakur will come and take you back. But someone will help you. That's the thing.
那么作为我们的情况呢，来接我们的人就取决于我们是怎么崇拜的。比如说，可能主产参见马哈巴布会来接我们，或者是Sri Krishna会亲自来接我们。那么，Sri Prabhupada说，如果我们在这个 Mayapur 的话呢，那么Sri Bhakti Vinod Thakur也会来接我们。反正无论是谁吧，总会有人来帮我们的。
So the example is given, it's very simple. That, say we fall out of a boat in the ocean, we're never going to be able to swim, you know, from far away in the ocean to land.
这个它的解释是非常的简单易懂的。 就是说我们从物质存在之船中，就是我们从船上掉进了物质存在之洋。那么当一个人掉到海洋里边以后呢，他根本就不可能凭自己的这个力量游到河岸的边，海岸边。
It's hard to even float in the ocean, you know, for very long. But if somebody comes and rescues us, then we can get out.
嗯，在海上去漂着都不可能有漂太长时间。但是如果要是有人他能够来救你，然后拉你一把的话，那你一下就被拉上去了。
So the spiritual master comes, the devotees come and they tell us how to get out. They throw the rope.
对呢，灵性导师来了，奉献者来了，然后他们教咱们怎么能够从海里边出来，他们会把一根绳扔给我们。
You'll see sometimes on a boat, they have a rope with a thing, you know, floating ring, and that's if somebody, they throw that out, if somebody falls out of the boat.
就比如说我们有的时候在船上就会看见有这种救生索、救生绳，那么在这个海洋里面，如果要是起了风浪的话，有人掉进水里面，那么这个救援的这只船只呢，就会把它船上的这个绳子扔出去，完了把那个掉在海里的人给拉出来。
But if we're floating in the ocean, we have to grab that thing, right?
但是如果我们要是漂在海里的话，
then they can pull us out.
但是如果我们要是掉到海里面的话呢，是我们必须要去抓住那根绳子的。
If we say, no, no, you save me, save me, but they say, grab the rope, you say, no, no, save me, save me. We won't be saved because we have to take, so the same thing. The spiritual master shows us the process. He shows us the way, he shows us what to do. We have to do it though.
但是如果要是我们使劲嚷嚷着赶紧救救我，赶紧救救我。但是呢，这个像我们扔绳子的灵性导师说你赶紧抓这绳啊。可是你又不管那根绳，只是说救救我，救救我。所以说呢，我们就没有办法真正被救出来。所以要做到的事情呢，就是灵性导师他给我们指示了我们应该怎么去做，告诉我们这个程序，但是真正去做到这一点还得凭我们自己去做。
So that's, you know, we're calling Krishna, please help me. It means, you know, let me have the determination to stay with the process. Be faithful.
所以呢，当我们在呼唤着 Krishna 来救我们的时候，也就意味着我们要非常的坚定的让自己去稳住我们所要进行的程序，要让自己充满了信心。
Krishna has given us everything, the holy name and the association of devotees and everything.
Krishna 他给了我们一切。他把圣名给了我们，把和奉献者的联谊给了我们，把薄伽梵歌给了我们。
But we have to take it. If we don't take it,
then we won't. 必须得接受。如果我们要是不接受的话呢，这是没有办法行得通的。
It's like medicine. If the doctor gives you medicine and says, take this every day, twice a day, if you don't take it, it won't work.
就好像大夫给你开了药，然后呢，他说这药呢，一天要吃两回，每天都得吃。但如果是你不吃药的话呢，那这病也好不了。
And then we have to take it every day, and after so many days, we'll notice it's working. Sometimes people do that, they take the medicine one day and say, it doesn't work, I'm still sick. Because you're supposed to take it for 5 days.
而且呢，大夫给我们开药呢，我们不能只吃一天，我们可能一下就得吃个五六天，然后这会儿你才通过这好几天的吃药，发现这药是见效了，这病慢慢好了。但有的时候呢，人可能就吃一天药，告诉这药不管用。
All right. Thank you very much. 谢谢。So,
非常感谢大家。
Okay. So let's see if questions are coming.
Yeah, yeah. 来，咱们看看有没有问题要询问咕噜的。 找真正法布。感谢 Maharaj 翻译主持。圣帕布帕德鼓励我们研习经典，而研习经典需要运用心智，同时不鼓励心智推敲。想知道其中的区别，运用心智还不要推敲，如何做到 ？Hare Krishna。Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much. My question is that the Srila Prabhupada encourage us to study the literature, the sastra. Also said that while we are studying the sastra, we shouldn't use our intelligence. And at the same time, while we are studying the scripture, we need to use our intelligence. However, we are not encouraged to have any speculation. So I want to know the differences between using the intelligence and the, intelligence-oriented speculation. So how to use intelligence but not to do the speculation at the same time. Hare Krishna.
Okay. In this case, the speculation means, well, I think that Shiva is actually the Supreme God, or I think, I should chant some other mantra, or I think, like that. Speculating about what is God, what is the bhakti yoga process, which is given to us exactly already.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 或者我觉得应该唱一个另外一个其他的什么曼陀罗，就是说这种推敲是开始去琢磨到底这个瑜伽休息的这个程序到底是什么。可是在这经典里面，它其实已经非常明确的告诉了我们这个休息的程序是什么。
We have to speculate, just to live in the material world.
我们要生活在这个物质世界，其实我们也必须要进行一些推敲。
We have to decide what we're going to do today, where we're going to go, what we're going to eat.
那我们必须得做出一个决定，我今天要做什么呀？我今天吃什么呀？我今天要去哪里呀？
But using our intelligence means we listen attentively and then we try to apply what we've heard without thinking I will change it. Speculation means, Krishna says to do like this, but I think I should do it different.
那么这个心运用我们的心智的意思呢，就是说我要非常的认真的去聆听，并且呢仔细的去想我如何把我所心用到就是学到的这个内容运用到我的生活之中，而且是原汁原味的运用，而不是推敲。推敲就是说我觉得我应该不做这个，不是按 Krishna 按教我的这个方法去做，我应该去做点别的。
I heard one interesting example about speculation.
那我就推敲的这件事情呢，听到了一个挺有意思的例子。
So we read in the scripture that the stool of a cow, the cow dung is very pure.
那我们在经，那么我们在经典中就读到了这个牛粪呢，是非常的有净化力的，它是具有消毒作用的。
So we might think, well, the Brahmana is much better than a cow.
那也许可能我们就觉得，可能婆罗门应该比母牛要好多了。
So the stool of a Brahmana is better than the stool of a cow.
所以说呢，婆罗门所拉的大便应该比乳牛所拉的这个牛粪要更好。
So that's speculation. So the English dictionary says that speculate is a theory or conjecture that we make without firm evidence.
在英文字典里面对推敲这个词里面讲的是在没有证据的情况下所产生的理论或者是集合在一起的观点。
So like I said in this in the verse, it It says, Krishna says me so many times.
比如说咱们今天阅读这个诗节，这诗节里面呢 Krishna 他用宾格的我用了好几次。
So the Vaishnavas, they say, okay, it's Krishna.
So Vaishnava 呢他就会很肯定认为这没问题啊，就是说的 Krishna 就是他自己啊。
But the Mayavadis, they say, well, Krishna says me, but he doesn't mean me. He means an unknown thing. They just go on and on like that.
但是 Mayavadi 他却会在想 Krishna 这里面说虽然是我，但他其实他并不意味着这在说我，他说的是其他的，所以他们就会不断的反复的去辩论这件事情。
So that's speculation. I think Krishna meant differently. I think Krishna meant this. I think that Krishna was speaking 5,000 years ago, but things are much different now, so we have to have a new Gita. I'll make it. That's improper speculation.
那么所以呢，这就是推敲，这是不恰当的推敲。Krishna 他虽然是我，他虽然说的是我，但是呢，他其实并不意味着说的是我，他说的是其他的。而且呢，这 Krishna 的话呢，是在5000年以前讲的，跟现在已经不是那么回事了。所以呢，我们现在得需要一本新的《波迦梵歌》，我来创造这本《波迦梵歌》。
Using our intelligence means to try to apply what Krishna says in our life. Try to remember it. Try to practice.
那所以说，用心智、用智慧的意思呢，就是说要用我们的努力，要我们努力的去聆听 Krishna 所说的话，并且呢，要以毕生的这种心力去奉行 Krishna 所说的话 ，Krishna 的教导。
Okay.
Yes. So the next question is still from Rajendra Prabhu. 做服务只是为了取悦 Krishna. Krishna 会亲自前来拯救我。问题是，自我感觉做服务的动机已经是为了取悦 Krishna 了。潜意识中的享乐动机可能却无法察觉。怎么才能把潜意识的自己无法察觉的享乐动机连根的拔除，吸引 Krishna 亲自来拯救我呢？Rendering the devotional service is only for pleasing Lord Krishna, and then Lord Krishna will come to, will personally come to deliver me. But the question is that I do feel that my motivation of the service is for pleasing Lord. However, subconsciously, there was, you know, there was a motivation about. Enjoyment, sense gratification, and that is very subtle, hard to be detected. So, what to do to really, you know, pull out this subtle, invisible motivation of sense enjoyment, and you know, eventually can really attract the Lord.Personally, to come to save me.
Okay, well, if we're trying to do that, Krishna will be pleased.
事实上，如果我们要是已经有这样的动机想这么去做的话呢 ，Krishna 就已经挺开心的了。
Because Krishna, especially Lord Chaitanya and Kali Yuga, he knows how fallen we are, and he's extremely merciful.
因为 Krishna, 特别是 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。他知道在卡利年代的我们是多么的堕落，所以呢，他们是非常的仁慈的。
So if we're trying to please Krishna, then Krishna accepts that, even though we're not pure, but we're being purified by trying, by practice. The process works.
所以只要我们努力的想要去取悦 Krishna 就已经让 Krishna 挺开心的了。那么因为我们是走在这个让自己进化的这个程序上，即便是我们还没有被真正的进化，但是我们因为在这条程序上，所以呢它就已经是起效的。
So we keep practicing and we get getting purified slowly, slowly, or fast, depends on different reasons.
那么所以说呢，如果我们要是不断的去进行练习的话呢，那我们就会变得越来越进化。那么这个到底进化的速度有多快呢？这就要取决于个人了。
So the process is there. We keep chanting every day. We keep reading the scriptures, Prabhupada purports, and we get purified.
那所以说呢，这个程序就是在这儿。如果说我们每天读阅读释迦帕帕的这个书籍，释迦帕帕的这个要旨就在这说的很清楚。所以呢，如果我们要是每天不断的去这么做的话呢，那它就是会有奇效的。So
that's why Lord Chaitanya says, "Janmani, Janmani," birth after birth, because he's thinking, "I'm not pure, so I can't, you know."
那所以为什么说Chaitanya Mahaprabhu他会在世界里面会说Germany，Germany的意思就是说是生生世世，原因就是因为他说我不，因为我不净化，所以我就需要这么多生世。So
if we realize, you know, that we're not perfect and we're praying and lamenting, then Krishna accepts, and Krishna is very much attracted to that mentality.
对，如果我们要是知道了自己其实并没有进化，而且呢我们在为这件事情而悲伤着，并且需要做出改变的话，那么Krishna他其实就已经挺开心的了。他Krishna就会被我们这样的心态所吸引。Okay. Yeah. So that's all of the question for today.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, you know, because now is a holiday time, so maybe some devotees, you know, they're busy with this and that, and also have some other sanghas. So maybe, you know, compared with other days, for this week, not many devotees to hear in the lecture as the other days because of the special week.
What's the holiday?
Huh?
What's the holiday?
Oh.
What is the holiday?
Today is there's a national holiday. National holiday here. We have the 7 days. Satyamanji said that we have 122 devotees here in the class now.
Really? That's big.
Yeah, but sometimes there can reach to 200, something like that.
No kidding. It used to be like 50 or 60.
No, after this year. Yeah, this year, after, you know, everybody has to be stay online, there were kind of booming amount of listeners online.
Yeah, good. Corona, yeah. Corona.
Yes.
Mercy.
Yes. Yes.
Anyway, very good. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, this chapter is called Bhakti Yoga, and ultimately, like every other chapter, it answers all the questions. So please read it regularly.
那么，马尔志说呢，今天的这节就这个章节第十二章被称为叫“风改瑜伽”，它是一个很重要的一个章节。那么它也跟其他的章节一样，在这里面呢会回答我们所有内心中的问题。所以呢，马尔志鼓励我们要这个不断的去阅读这个章节，而且呢要有规律的去念去阅读。
And this is the Purushottam month, you know, where it's recommended to read chapter 15 of the Bhagavad Gita.
而且呢，咱们现在这个月呢是，这个月呢是 Purushottama 月，而且在这个月呢，我们其实也被推荐的每天要去念《佛家方格子》的第15章。
And we get special benefit in this month.
然后呢，我们如果是这么做的话呢，我们在这个月就能得到就是特别的益处。 Marge, here is a question from 淡然一笑. She said that now I feel a little bit tired of hearing lectures. What kind of mentality is that? You know, because right now, during the national holiday, we have Ramapada Maharaj and Narasimha Maharaj to give the seminars during the whole day. So devotees who join the seminars can hear 5 lectures in a row of the day. So we said that feel a little bit dizzy
really?
Of hearing this many lectures.
Yeah, that can be. We get too much. We can't concentrate. So we need to take a break.
马尔说，如果要是听课听得太多了的话呢，确实就难以让自己专注了。所以呢，让自己还是有适度的休息。
I didn't get to give a seminar. Anyway, that's a lot of classes all day long. What are the subjects?
Ramakant Maharaj is speaking about the Ramayana, and he's talking about the personalities there. And the Narasimha Maharaj giving the lecture of pastime of Lord Chaitanya in the Madhya Lila, about his traveling in South India and India after he takes sannyasi.
All right. Okay. I would like to do that also, but I only have so much at one time. So yeah. It gets hard to just listen, you know, all the time, you know. So if we can't concentrate, then we need to just go do something else for a little while and then come back.
马尔说呢，就是如果是一天听的课太多了的话呢。 确实很难让自己专注。那么这会儿如果是自己觉得累了的话呢，就稍微起来休息一下，要去做点别的事情，让自己稍微的分下神。Because
of course there's many factors. Maybe we're a little sleepy, can't concentrate, then we need to take a rest. You know, maybe you know, it could be many different reasons.
那因为呢，
also ultimately we don't have a We don't have a pure taste for just hearing all the time.
因为影响我们的这种心态有各种各样的原因，比如说可能困了呀，或者是累了呀，或者是其他的一些什么样的原因呢？所以呢，当自己有这样的这个状态的时候呢，就需要去调整。还有另外一个最主要的原因，是因为我们现在因为没有这个非常纯粹的品味去听，就时刻都在听这样的话题。
Okay.
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
Happy holiday. 祝大家节日快乐。 Yeah.
Thank you very much.
非常感谢大家。
More questions?
No more questions. But here's some more questions. From Radha Ananda Banaji. Hare Krishna, 深深顶拜敬爱的圣 Gurudeva。 梵歌第十五章第十一节中有言：没有正确的训练心念，没有觉悟自我的人，尽管正在努力，但却看不到真相。如何才能够正确的训练心意呢？感恩翻译，感恩主持人，谢谢所有的奉献者。Please accept my very humble obeisances to you, Srila Gurudev. In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, verse number 11, it is said that if we don't correctly train our mind, if we haven't really realized ourselves, even we are trying very hard, however, still cannot see the truth. So my question is that, what is the right way to train our mind? Thank you.
Chant the holy name and try to be attentive and try to spread the holy name. Try to teach others to chant. There's no one else. Then teach yourself.
努力让自己非常专注的去念诵，然后尽力的去把圣名传播给身边的人，去教别人念诵。但是如果要是身边没有别的人可以去教授的话，就使劲的教自己念诵。And
read the Bhagavad Gita, read the Bhagavatam, and just read it. Just keep reading. Don't stop and get hung up about some little thing you don't understand. Just keep reading and Krishna will reveal to you the everything.
然后呢，要不断的去阅读圣典波迦瓦坛和圣典波迦梵歌，不要因为在读的时候有一点不懂的地方，然后呢就放在那儿不读了，不想读了，而是就是无论遇到了什么，但是都要坚持的不断的去阅读，因为在不断的这个读的过程中， Krishna 就会在内心中向我们揭示。
We need to see the whole picture, so just relax and just read.
所以说呢，我们就必须要努力的去看到这个全貌，然后呢，去尽量的去理解这个全貌。That
will purify the mind, and then we can see things properly.
然后这样的话呢，就会使我们的内心得到净化，然后我们就可以恰如其分的。 看到事情的原本的样子。The next question, still from 淡然一笑妈的记，我们所从事的用以为生的工作活动与从事联谊的活动有什么区别吗？ What are the differences between the activities and the work, what we use for maintaining our life, versus of the activities, what we are performing in our association? You got that, the question?
I heard everything, but I'm not sure if I understand it.
Please allow me to try it again because the Chinese is not very clear. 我们从事的用以维生的工作活动和从事联谊的活动有什么区别吗？ Basically, you know, while we are doing the association program, we are performing some activities. However, we are also doing some job and also we also have some activities that is for the purpose of maintaining of life. So Madhuji is asking,For these two types of activities, are there any differences?
It depends on your consciousness.
这个区别就在于你的知觉是什么样的。
So in this purport, it says one should work only for Krishna. It does not matter what kind of work you do, but the work should be done for Krishna.
比如说咱们今天这个师姐里面就讲了，就是说你要从事的活动，就是你所做的这个工作必须是要为 Krishna 而做的工作或者活动，但是你做的具体是什么活动并不重要，从事的什么工作并不重要，重要的是要为 Krishna 工作，这就是 Krishna 知觉。
So we need to understandKrishna has given us his work, he's given us the family, he's giving us whatever it is, and we just try to offer it back to Krishna. But that means we also, you know, chant regularly and read Bhagavad Gita.
那比如说呢，这个 Krishna 他给了我们家庭，给了我们工作，无论 Krishna 给了我们什么，我们拿到这些东西之后呢，我们要把它再想办法要把它回报给 Krishna， 这是一方面。那另外一方面呢，我们还应该要去念诵啊，要去做这个奉爱服务的这些活动，这也都是这个活动里面包括的内容。
Yeah, yeah.
不知道这样解答能够帮助您。
You know, and that's why, you know, before we go to our work, if we can chant or read Bhagavad Gita, even for 10 or 15 minutes, that will help us see things properly.
比如说当我们在上班之前，我们如果是能够设法让自己念诵，或者说是这个读，哪怕梵歌读上15分钟的时间，这都可以帮助我们以更加的恰当的视域去审视我们这一天的生活。
So Arjuna was fighting in the battlefield, you know.
比如说 Arjuna 他在战场上作战。
Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a judge. He had to go to the office and deal with criminals.
那么 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 呢，他是一位大法官，他必须要到这个庭上去办案，而且呢是要跟罪人进行联系。
But when he was home, you know, he was fully absorbed in his bhajan, writing.
但是当他在家里面的时候呢，他是完全让自己沉醉在自己的bhajan冥想之中的，在写著关于 Krishna 的书籍。
All right.
Yes,
thank
you. 非常感谢。
Any more?
No more. But I have a humble request. After this, can I call you back? I need to talk to you for 5 minutes.
Okay.
Do you have time?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I think so. Goodbye. Okay. Rong Yao Gui Yu Chu Wei Dong Sha Jie.
So, the one of the Gui Chu for the Feng Xian Zhe. Super good, Maharaj. 怀昆特之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天早课呢就到此结束了，非常非常感恩除了卡普陈德玛让这位我们的精彩讲述以及对问题的耐心的解答，祝大家在库什纳知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的周日周五，非常感谢萨迪玛安吉，感恩所有的奉献者，哈利库什纳。